Great question. The Manufacturing Podcast offers news and information for the people who make, store, and move things, and those who manage and maintain the facilities where that work gets done.
Please enjoy the audio from this March 7th Industry Week live stream.
Hello and welcome to Production Pulse, Industry Week's bi-weekly live stream where we discuss important issues for the manufacturing world. I'm Robert Schoenberger, Editor-in-Chief of Industry Week, and thank you for joining us today. We are supposed to have two guests with us, and right now one of them is having some technical difficulties. Hopefully we'll add her very shortly. But Anna Smith, our news editor, is going to be talking initially here to Adriana Smith, who is with Andreessen Hauser on the engineering side. And just a brief plug here, Andreessen Hauser is one of the companies that's really offering some great support this summer for Industry Week's Operations Leadership Summit. We're going to have a plant tour at Andreessen Hauser, and one of their talent executives is going to be giving a lengthy presentation on how they attract talent and recruit and train people in this very difficult job market. Hopefully we will be joined by Elizabeth Parra from Subaru of Indiana. And Subaru of Indiana is also going to be offering a plant tour during our Operations Leadership Summit this June. And Elizabeth is one of two speakers who will be talking about how Subaru uses lean manufacturing techniques at its operations there in Indiana. And with that, I'm going to turn things over to you, Anna, and the floor is yours.
Okay, perfect. So again, thank you, Adriana, for coming on with us today. I just wanted to start out with a piece of data that I found recently. So according to Women in Manufacturing and Xometry's fourth annual Career Advancement for Manufacturing report, 79%. Oh, Elizabeth, hi, can you hear us? We'll give a second there. We got some technical things. Hi, Elizabeth, can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you.
No problem. So again, I was just getting started thanking both of you for joining us today. I just want to start out with a quick piece of data. According to Women in Manufacturing and Xometry's fourth annual Career Advancement for Manufacturing report, 79% of women are pleased with the progress they've made in the manufacturing industry over the last 5 years, up significantly from 62% in 2020. And in light of it being Women's History Month, I wanted to ask just what it means to you to be a woman in manufacturing in 2024. And I'm sorry, go ahead.
I can take us off.
Okay, perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, in response to that statistic, I was really happy to see that. I mean, it's not too often that those stats are kind of thrown at us. So it was interesting to see that and also quite promising to see. I think for me, being a woman in the manufacturing industry now, it means to be a part of a dynamic and evolving industry. And I think a lot can be said about modern industries like tech or healthcare around us, but I think it's especially important for manufacturing, an industry that's been around for a very, very long time, to also experience the same trend when it comes to women in the workforce. I think one aspect that's particularly promising to me is just the overall increase in recognition from different companies regarding the value of diversity and inclusion in the workplace. It's certainly something that over the past few years has really ramped up, but you can see the effects of it more so today than you probably have seen in the past. And I think ultimately, for most companies, that's just coming to the understanding that having diverse teams leads to better problem solving, more innovation, and overall higher performance. So I know for a lot of companies, there's a lot of growing momentum behind initiatives for like attraction and retention of women, including mentorship programs and other different leadership development initiatives. I can say from my own experiences at Andreessen Hauser, we have a very strong employee resource group called the Women's Integrated Network that works to bring together women and men across our organization for various reasons, mainly being professional development or just networking and really helping us to establish those relationships that we can carry and begin to create those communities that really retain us in our roles within the manufacturing industry. I think another highlight from our Women's Integrated Network has been establishing a strong partnership with the Society of Women Engineers, So that really is helping us create that pipeline of female engineers that can start to fill those roles that are starting to come up in our organization as we continue to be a growing company. So it's those little things, I think, that over time really accumulate in this statistic that you reported that really show the progress that's been made over time. So I think it's really exciting times to be a woman in manufacturing. And I'm excited to hear what Elizabeth has to say.
For me, as a woman in manufacturing, I've seen significant progress and opportunities unfold in the industry. So at Subaru, I've seen not only an increase of women on the production floor, but I've seen an increase of women in management positions, leadership positions, engineering positions, and it's really inspiring to see. So the numbers that you gave us, you know, I feel as if I'm seeing them in real time. I do work for a company where there is, you know, Subaru, I have dealt with little to none discrimination or gender bias. And they do create a lot of opportunities for women in the industry. So they open up those paths and give us leadership opportunities and coaching. And with the increase of women in the production area, we're able to see that. And other, you know, associates on the floor, women on the floor that are associates, see the women in leadership, see the women in engineering, and they kind of get that confidence to feel as if, okay, I can do this and I can move into this role. So I feel like Subaru does prioritize making things diverse and inclusive.
So I wanted to sort of bring up another piece of data that I found from the same report mentioned earlier, which says an estimated 30% of employees in manufacturing are female, with no significant change since 2021. And 71% of women enter the manufacturing industry unintentionally. So again, International Women's Day is tomorrow, and the theme for this year is inspire inclusion. So I was wondering how we can intentionally inspire interest in manufacturing for young girls, and what can be done to create a more inclusive environment where girls and women know that manufacturing is a viable career option. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No. Please go ahead.
Okay. So in my experience, I found myself entering the engineering role unintentionally. As you said, many women have. I started 7 years ago on the production floor as a temporary, and I moved through team leader and into my current process engineer role. But when I think back on like my education and that journey that I've taken, there was a significant lack of emphasis on manufacturing and potential career paths. I don't recall, you know, seeing women in leadership or seeing women in manufacturing roles or witnessing examples of women thriving in the industry. You know, they may have been there, but those examples were never brought to my attention. They were never shown to me that, hey, this is a possibility. There's three major points that I think need to be implemented. So the first thing would be education and awareness programs. So implementing educational programs in schools, starting early, you know, with the younger generations, high school areas, and showing them the possibilities and showing them what the industry is, you know, workshops, seminars, career fairs. The next thing would be role models and mentorships. So showcasing successful women in manufacturing, establishing mentorship programs where girls can connect with women currently in the industry and receive guidance and support and understand their perspective in the role. The last thing would be hands-on experience. So offering internships or apprenticeships where they can go and actually be in the field and experience and see it, because you really don't know what it is until you're there. So just fostering a culture of inclusion and support, and then inspiring them through education and awareness.
Yeah, I can definitely echo a lot of what Elizabeth was saying. I think for me, the phrase that really rings true, and I'm sure we've all heard this a million times now, is representation matters. As a young girl myself, I was only introduced to engineering and manufacturing through my dad, who works for General Motors. So he's always worked in the plant. And so I kind of saw that lifestyle in the career that he had firsthand. But as I got older, that kind of went away, because a lot of the careers that are kind of thrown at you as a young person are like teaching or healthcare, things that are more, have a more personal touch to your life as you're growing up. So I do definitely think it's on a lot of us as women who have successful careers in the workforce to really put ourselves out there, which might be a little uncomfortable at times. Like, you never want to feel like, oh, they only want to talk to me because I'm a woman. No, they want to talk to us because we're educated and we are working successful careers and really contributing to a lot of great things that are happening in our companies. So for example, here at Anderson Hauser, in my building in particular, over the past 2 years, we've partnered with Girls Inc. to bring the girls here to our site. So they get like a small view of our manufacturing facility, which is something that most kids don't get. And then we have them go through like an immersive experience where we teach them something. And so to Elizabeth's point, it's really in starting with that education to really expose them to the different career paths. There are lots of different female engineers here that do lots of different things. So it really helps open their eyes to the different avenues that they can go into as an engineer, as opposed to just working on the line or doing design stuff. There are lots of different avenues that young girls can start to investigate and see if it's a good fit for them. Mm-hmm. I also think I was doing some thinking about just like how to, what will actually impact the younger generation. And I think the increasing use of social media is one that leaders in manufacturing can be leveraging a bit more to really expand what we do out into the cultures that are dominant now. A lot of what we do is really critical for our infrastructure and for the lives that we live as humans, but it's not glamorous or trendy. So we don't necessarily get the highlight that we should at times. So I'd love to see more promotion and recognition of manufacturing careers and engineering careers in those spaces as well. It definitely takes some added creativity, something that I don't think I possess right now, but it would be great to see some engineering influencers pop up around that can really drive the message home that this is a career path, an industry that really welcomes all and is inclusive and is evolving with the times as are other industries.
Yeah, something I've actually learned from talking with women in manufacturing, specifically women in the skilled trades, specifically with welding, there are some programs that have trucks with a bunch of welding sort of programs, not actual welding, but it's like in the experience of welding that travels around to kind of open the accessibility and exposure to those sorts of careers and create interest. And also there are some really great people who are kind of doing that sort of influencing thing that I've found. Specifically, like I said, in welding, there's people who do welding for art and have a really awesome media presence. So definitely, I think that's something that is super, super helpful. And unless anyone has any additional thoughts they would like to add, we can wrap up today's live stream.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you so much for joining us today. And everyone can join us again in 2 weeks with our next production pulse. So thank you again.
Thank you so much. Thank you.